FC United's playoff hopes are hanging in the balance after losing 2-1 at Matlock Town on Saturday afternoon, the Reds' third consecutive defeat. With just two games to go, FC United's playoff ambition is now out of their own hands. To finish in the all-important fifth spot, the Reds need rivals Hednesford Town to slip up. However, if second-place Northwich Victoria fail to overturn the league's disciplinary decision to demote them at the end of the season, then it appears a sixth-place finish will be good enough to sneak into the playoffs. United need just one more point to achieve that. The Reds started brightly at Matlock with Carlos Rocca seeming to be a thorn in the host's side. His cross on 4 minutes found Matthew Wolfenden, who glanced his header wide. 2 minutes later, Rocca crossed again, this time for Adam Jones, who headed just over. The Gladiators soon gained a hold in the game, Paul Riley stinging the fingertips of James Spencer with a drive. From the resultant corner, the ball was headed at the back post into the six-yard box, where a shot was blocked. The ball dropped to Ian Holmes, who fired unmarked into the net.
Alga did superbly well, played the ball across, it's a corner ball, so they're swinging in towards the back post.
Come on,
it's high in the air. Cox will get the end of it, it's a decent ball. Oh. Great point blank save, and then Dickie Platt standing there, not doing anything at all, and there's nothing Spencer can do.
Neil Holmes.
The defender there, and it's a goal to Matlock Town.
Neil Holmes.
Just before the half-hour mark, the scores were level, when good work from Matty Wolfenden on the right saw his cross turned into the goal by Matlock defender Adam Yates.
Go on, Matty. Go on, Matty.
Matty Wolfenden goes past.
Go on, Matt.
First time shot comes in, Wolfenden. This should be a goal.
Yes!
And it is a goal.
It's
but it's not from an FC player. It's an own goal, because Matty Wolfenden has got beyond his defender on the right-hand side, and he's played the ball across. There's not an FC player in sight, really. The defender, though, he was coming very late.
Glad the defender got to it first, actually.
Yeah, definitely.
With less than 20 minutes to play, the home side took the lead again, following a period of pinball in the FC United box. The defence didn't manage to get the ball clear, and it fell to Liam King at the edge of the area, who fired the ball into the bottom corner of the net.
Headed on by the captain of FC United. Again, ball watching from FC United, but that second ball needs to be won. There's a pushing about there, but Holmes.
Great.
Eager plays the ball across field now in the penalty area. First time shot comes in, great defending. Still got the opportunity. It was the number 10 again. Goes one side, goes with the first ball, comes in off the back of FC United. Stones. Second time ball comes in. Goal!
Can't rumble. King. Midfield player King for Matlock. And I tell you what, FC United have defended three superb shots, blocking them off, and then it just fell to the feet of young number four King, and he's just blasting it straight in to the right-hand bottom corner of our goal.
That was pretty much the end of the action. The home side happy to let the Reds have the ball and try and break on the counter, but United didn't look like getting back into the game.